Anyway, now we are at the section 3 of the podcast, where we just mindlessly bullshit for, you know, 20 minutes. Gentlemen, what games have we been playing lately?
I don't play video games.
You've lived them.
I don't know, I've been playing a lot of online games, Korean MMOs.
Have you played any of the games I sent you, so?
No, I still don't have my PS2 hooked up to a TV.
Are you gonna just send them back to me whenever you send that package?
Man, I might. Cause seriously. I played two of them and they were pretty terror bad, and I don't really know if I want to touch the other ones.
You should just do Let's Not Plays on those games.
I don't know, pretty recently I played Super Mario RPG.
I heard. Believe me, I heard from many PMs. I got a few PMs about that. And people were like, who's this cannon fodder guy? Is he really on staff? And I was like, yeah. They're like, oh, okay.
What's all this flying car bullshit?
Regardless, I think the Let's Not Play is going to be a really awesome idea. Thumbs up to nominate for that idea.
Yes.
Definitely one of the better ones we've gotten in a while. But enough about all that horse shit. Let's get into the real conversation of Content Supernova.
Oh, man.
Holy shit, we started off the first Content Supernova, and it's going pretty well so far.
It wasn't going well for me.
How so? Did people just throw you out?
No. I was going to make an AMV with a Naruto episode. I just so happened to have on my computer. And I fully finished it. And I know I would have won. I fucking know. But I accidentally deleted the video file when I was done.
Oops.
Wow. Trimming it up.
You blew it.
Yeah.
Thumbs down emoticon. Soap, I know this is kind of off topic, but I just had an amazing idea. You know how you changed good job to you blew it?
Yeah.
You should really make a dumb King of Threads.
That's not a bad idea. I'll see what I can do with that.
You know, where it's just like the cat having googly eyes that are pointing in opposite direction, the Ziggy Boogie Dude style. maybe just like a giant dinosaur in the background stomping around. But yeah, Content Supernova, it's going really well. I'm actually very impressed about how many people actually entered and like how much has been done in it. We're only like on day 3, right? Day 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Let's see, where are
and
we?
We've got like 15 or something entries already, so.
This is only going a week or longer than a week?
I've set it for about 2 weeks.
Okay, that's so good. I'm thinking,
I think that'll be a good length. It gives anybody who wants to do anything elaborate has time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so long that people just get sick of it, so. It's a good length of time.
What we need to do is give the week, the 2 weeks, and then take a week off, and then at the end of that week we release the topic for the next one, and then we wait a week to actually start the topic, the Content Supernova.
Okay.
So it's like once a month.
Yeah, we could try that.
But people have a week leading up to and a week out of it of, you know, just space, so it doesn't burn people out.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. This is very much an experimental feature, so We could definitely change things around as much as we need to get them right.
Cannon fodder. We all have our own sections we like to work on. Like, obviously, SK loves to go into the ImageFest section. He's like the king of the ImageFest section. Whereas I have, like, Podcast and fucking Coral Mayhem whenever I want it. And Soap, God knows what Soap does. You know, he's always just above. Fucking goofing off, that fucker.
None of the above.
Yeah, none of the above. He's just watching us. what section do you think you're primarily going to hang out in? Like, what do you really want to do for the site? Not so much what you can do or what you know how to do, but what you want to do in the future.
I actually have no idea at all.
Good planning. TheDailyPost.org. We should just put you in charge of Wonder Garden with Ben.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Ben touching up Wonder Garden some. I think it'll be really cool once we start adding things to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about what I'm going to be adding to it as well. Should be pretty awesome. Let's see, what else was there I wanted to discuss? Any upcoming projects we're working on, Soap? Like, anything you got planned?
Since I'm probably going to be pretty busy in the coming months, I'm trying not to commit myself to anything new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've as much as I say I'm going to update Wario Land 3 again, it's probably not going to happen for a long time.
That's
like,
okay.
I more or less consider myself permanently burned out on doing Image Fests. I have so much more fun writing these little articles about this internet class I'm taking.
You really should take over and do the pieces of or the pieces section and, you know, kind of do that weekly, which it would take you a lot less time. And if you're burnt out, you could just take suggestions and backlog them. You know, like other entries, and just backlog them and then update with those. That's kind of what I wanted to do before I lost interest.
Yeah, I might get into that section some.
You know, and that can be your section that you update.
I've really felt a lot lately, like just dropping out more or less of the Image Fest craze and messing around with some other stuff.
I say don't drop Wario Land entirely. I say just update it whenever it's convenient to you. You know, try and get through it, but, you know, because it was really good. Like, any Image Fest you do is usually pretty good. But you shouldn't, like, try and stress yourself on a constant update schedule. Because that's the burden of us all. That fucks us all up.
7 months later. So, what the fuck? Update already.
Where's my pause the game? Goddamn.
How come none of you have bothered RPG Marker about Pause the Game yet? I keep telling you guys to get on his case about that.
He's not here.
What's a Pause the Game?
I was pretty much just like, hey, RPG Marker, if you complete Pause the Game Chapter 2, I'll give you Mpreg. And he just logs out. I don't understand why.
Yeah, like, bump the Pause the Game thread on the forum or something.
I've actually really wished I had more time. Like, if only I didn't have a job and I could just sustain myself on goofing off. Because I have so many good ideas, I just never have the time for it. I got all the ideas planned out for the next season of Lester. I have all the ideas plotted out for It Gets Worse, and I'm getting really in the mood to dick around with RPG Maker again and make, like, little tiny micro games.
Yeah, I think smaller games are probably the better way to go. Like, I'm not entirely dissatisfied with what I did with Pasta Game. As far as RPG Maker games go, I think it's pretty good.
It was one of the best RPG Maker games I've played. And we all took your coding and just fucking copied it to make our own games, basically.
Yeah, like, I think I did pretty much hit the top of what can be done with some of the stuff in RPG Maker, though.
I think...
And that's when I started to get frustrated with it, is when I reached the ceiling, when there were things I wanted to do that were too complex to be handled by an RPG Maker engine.
That's true, and I have to admit, I can't stand the idea of making my own sprites. Like, I'll use the Sprite Maker thing online, but it's way too limited. for what I want to do, especially with battle sprites. I kind of got really fed up with 2003 RPG Maker or whatever
maybe,
it was.
Maybe try the XP or VX or whatever the new one is. It looks to be pretty good. And
I think I downloaded it, but I haven't tried it yet. I should give you a copy too, and then maybe we'll both just like spend an hour and be like, "This is good" or "This is dumb."
Yeah, like from what I heard, I think it actually allows scripting. Like you can actually type in code. I think it uses Ruby, which is a programming language I'm pretty familiar with. So I could probably do a lot with it if it's Ruby.
I just keep getting mad that none of them are backwards compatible. Like, you can't take a game from 2003 and put it on XP.
Well, yeah. It would be a mess if they tried to make things backwards compatible. I'm glad they didn't.
I would prefer them to do it in a simple way. Like, I'm not saying anything before 2003 should be able to be played on 2003 or anything. I'm just saying if I have a game and I want to import all the maps, as long as I have the tile sets, I should be able to just, like, you know, import the maps. You know, the codes can be fine, you know, none of the codes can get transferred. I just would prefer not to make fucking 80 maps all over again. Which is...
Have y'all ever tried out... you go first.
Go ahead.
Right, have y'all ever tried out KnitStore?
What's that?
It's like this little, like, sort of game thing. And, like, a lot of people make different levels for it. It's really atmospheric. It's kind of a platformer thing. And it's not, like, you know, all this action stuff. It's very atmospheric. Like, you could go check it out on YouTube somewhere.
More like Braid?
It's really... Hold on.
If you've played Braid before?
No, I haven't.
That's a very atmospheric platforming game. Definitely a game I recommend to people, by the way. If you have, like, $10 to spend and you own Steam, pick that up. It's a good game.
Alright.
I think Soap, you would really like it especially, because it's short.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it. And
you know,
if I find a pirated one, I'll get that. Like, I'm fundamentally opposed to Steam. I don't like that you have to keep a RAM-hogging program open. I mean, I hear it's not as bad these days, but still.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I bought Portal, but instead of playing the one I bought, I downloaded a pirate version and played that, because I didn't have to use Steam for it.
It's been a lot better lately with cutting back its RAM stealing, but I will tell you this. If you play any game like Team Fortress 2 or Left 4 Dead, you're going to need a lot of RAM, not just for the game, but like if anything happens where it needs to update on Steam, your game's dead.
I hope this isn't loud.
Yeah, like what happened to offline mode on video games? KnitStories, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I can't click it because it will make noise due to the way I set up my sound recording program. Mm-hmm. So I can't click it, but I will check it out after the podcast.
Get over it.
You know, I had a whole story written and really cool ideas to do, you know, a Posse Mansion themed game where you controlled, like, King Rick 56 throughout all the iterations of Posse, starting at Pro Board's Posse. You know.
Oh, man.
And how the mansion would change in every chapter and go through each of the main forum phases. You know, and I made a fully playable Canada Shack level. You know, I made an island that was eyebrows that would just be eyebrows. I might send you that entire game, Soap, even though it's, like, really stupid now.
Yeah. I could do a let's not play of it.
You should play it, because I did pretty well up until... like, it's fully coded and playable up until the Insomniac Pearly Gates board. So, like... Yeah, you should play it.
Okay.
But I'll have to tune it, because I remember I made it way too hard. Like, you had to fight every single bad guy just to be able to fight the bosses.
Yeah, one thing I intentionally did with Pasta Game was that I tried to make experience points entirely optional, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I made the leveling system work more like in Chrono Cross.
I never got through that game. The battle system was terrible.
I liked the Chrono Cross battle system, and I think its way of handling like experience and levels and whatnot was the best of any RPG I've played.
I wasn't talking more on the experience and levels aspect. I just think the fighting was hard to grasp.
It's a little goofy, but I don't know. I enjoyed it once I got the hang of it.
I know. Cannon Fodder,
didn't that game have like what?
Cannon Fodder, what's your opinion on Chrono Cross?
Any game that has like over 235 characters or the shit is not a game for me. Because it did have like a fuck ton of characters.
Yeah, it did, and most of them were useless.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's throw down. I don't think we've ever done I may be wrong. Me and Krem may have discussed this, but let's do a Chrono Trigger v. Chrono Cross discussion in here.
Y'all haven't, I know.
You know. Oh, well, yeah, you know.
Yeah,
if I need to ask anybody, I just go to Cannon Fodder and be like, did I ever do this? And you were like, Chrono Trigger video 35.
Hey, Cannon Fodder, where was I on the 7th of July in 2005?
Well, if I recall correctly, you were doing a Lester Survives the Day update. Anyway.
Let me just look at my POS logs.
Oh, God, brick timeline.
Let me pull out the tape from my security camera from that day.
So, what is your opinion on Chrono Trigger v. Chrono Cross?
Well, me, I think they're both excellent games. I think the problem with... I don't think Chrono Cross deserves all the hate it gets. People look at it and they're like, oh man, why isn't this Chrono Trigger? And while, yeah, I do think it did make kind of a mistake marketing itself as a sequel to Chrono Trigger when really all it is kind of a weird fanfic vaguely related to Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
It should have just been a different game.
I think the gameplay is good. I think the setting is good.
Mm.
And while a lot of the characters are kind of throwaway, some of them are pretty cool. And I don't know, overall, I think it's a really good game.
I did like it, but like the only ties like it had to Chrono Trigger was like that one purple-haired woman that was really into Soapy or whatever.
Yeah, that Luca. Was Luca.
That was like the only tie to it I saw.
If you get to like the very end of the game,
wasn't there like a flame or something? I don't know.
Well, more to the point, as a spoiler, I guess. So, skip up forward a little bit if you don't want to hear spoilers for like a 10-year-old game, you guys. But you do fight Lavos in that game.
Yeah, he is the final. As far as I know, and spoilers here,
secret optional mini boss.
I have read the Wikipedia. Like after I bought the game and it was broken, and I traded it in and bought the fucking game again. You know, I gave Scott the broken version. Like he he said he played it and it was fine, but it fucking wouldn't work for me for nothing. I played as much as I could before I threw it down in disgust, and read the Wikipedia, and here's my basic analysis of the game relating to Chrono Trigger. Apparently, Robo dies, Frog and Isla have no real point because they're in the past, so, you know, they're not around. Chrono, Marl, and Luca are apparently either all dead or, you know, have escaped and are hiding somewhere. Like, they were never too.
Did they have, like, statues of them somewhere?
They were ghosts. Like, there were these ghostly visions.
Oh, right.
Which could go either way. Like, that's never a fucking. You know, that's never really a. With video games, you can't be like, oh, ghostly visions of them when they're younger. It must mean they're dead. But, you know. Regardless, they travel time, so fucking time paradoxes happen. There's Lavos, there's a bit pertaining to Shala, and there was going to be Magus. Magus was going to be in the game, but then they decided that because you can only have three characters in at any time, people would just keep the two main characters and then Magus, and not give anybody else a chance. And I think...
Exactly.
I think that should be the main point, like... When you make a video game, Soap, and Cannon Fodder for that point, when you make a video game, and the people who buy your video games want a specific thing, would you give it to them?
Hell no.
Yeah, fuck those guys. Everybody kind of wanted, like, a continuation, not even with the same characters, but the story. People wanted, like, when I played Chrono Trigger before I played Chrono Cross, I wanted a continuation of the Shala and Magus story. Like, I was wondering, like, whatever happened to that chick, you know? And Magus ended up looking for her. Like, that's what I wanted, and to an extent, I got it, I guess, but, you know, it was so fucking weird and, you know, ass backwards in its telling of the story.
You're expecting a party of Magus and friends, and you got a party of three Rick Astleys.
Yeah, pretty much. I got Rickrolled throughout the entire thing. I kind of got to, you know, I'm trying to remember the name. It's like that little seaport town, Termina, or something like that. You know.
Yeah, that's what it was called.
I got fucking masked wrestler dude on my team, and I'm like, what's this shit? What is
I
this
remember,
shit?
Yeah. You know, wasn't it like a scarecrow or like a robot or something?
There was everything. You could have anybody as your teammate, and I guess that was a draw.
Just fucking everything.
You know, you could have anything as your teammate, which, you know, is a cool idea, but you can't make everybody your teammate because you can't make everybody interesting. You know, so my main argument with that game was the battle system was kind of weird, and it was hard for me to get used to. And then the characters weren't very fleshed out. So Chrono Trigger wins that round because it was probably a perfect game in every regard for me. Like, it was one of the holy RPG trinity of the SNES.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger is one of the few old RPGs that I think I could still go back today and play it and enjoy it.
Super Mario RPG, Earthbound, and Chrono Trigger. Three games of that era that I could still play.
Yeah, Mario RPG is so-so to me. Earthbound, I'd like the writing in it, but I think the gameplay gets tired pretty quickly. One old game I have a soft spot for some reason, is Final Fantasy IV.
Hmm.
And that might just be because it was one of the first RPGs I played, and it was all cool at the time. So, I guess there's some nostalgia in there, I guess.
You should play that for fucking Image Fest, because, like, that my RPG that first got me into RPG games was Final Fantasy VII, like a lot of people. And I went back and tried to play it, not even for this Image Fest that I tried, but just in general, and it's just so bad. It's so terrible. Like, you know, the gameplay is kind of shitty, and the fucking the hit detection when you're walking around the things is crappy, and like the graphics are like god awful. Like, there is no reason for those graphics to be that bad.
Like, how did the graphics go from Final Fantasy VII to like Final Fantasy VIII and IX? Like, how they improved that fucking much?
Yeah, it was god awful. It just looked like wireframe dudes with eyes.
I think what happened is when they released 7, they somehow got a fan base, and so like from 8 onward, they were that's when the production values really jumped, is when they made 8, because like Final Fantasy 8, even by today's standards, really does not look that bad.
Yeah, I can still play Final Fantasy 8 even though it's still kind of a shitty game.
And was my favorite.
Final Fantasy 8 was my favorite of the PlayStation ones.
The story was terrible.
The story was kind of stupid, but
as a writer,
I think gameplay wise it was the strongest.
Let me throw this argument out to you. Like, whenever Becky plays or watches a movie or anything like that, she automatically looks towards the art aspect of it. And I'm sure whenever you play video games and stuff like that, as a programmer, you look towards the programming stuff, the stuff you know. You know.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Whereas, as a writer, as what I'd like to figure myself as being as a writer, I look at the story and it's just so bad. It's so bad, it makes me uncomfortable to play it. Like, I mean, granted, there's some really good moments in Final Fantasy VIII. Like, that whole going into that one city with the fucking giant radio tower in the beginning. You know, and there's that music playing in the background and your ship fucking punches through a wall. That was badass. That was a cool moment in gaming, but like, oh god, I forgot my memories. Who are you? Oh, we're friends.
Everyone went to the same orphanage.
Yeah, like, there's only one orphanage in the world, and we were all friends there, and I didn't tell you about this because I thought you'd think I'd weird, but... Oh, by the way, the boss that we've been fighting has been somebody we knew, too.
Time-traveling witch of the ages.
Yeah, I was basically, like, chewing on my controller going, what? What? What is this?
That final boss was weird as hell.
And yeah, the final boss was titty woman. Strange titty woman. You know. But, I still think that the writing was infinitely better in 9 compared to any of them. Like, I will throw 9 out as one of my favorites for writing.
And 9 ended weirdly, too.
9 ended weirdly, but...
All Final Fantasy games end weirdly.
That.
Every single one.
You know, so what's your favorite Final Fantasy game?
Final Fantasy IV ends on the moon.
I didn't know that. That makes that game much more magical. I need to play that now.
Yeah, again, I would probably go with Final Fantasy IV. It's, I mean, from a technical standpoint, it's definitely not the best of all the games. But I think overall it's...
Or was the one with, like, Cecil and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but overall, it's pretty well balanced, and the characters and the story in it are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
That, and I have some nostalgia biasing my opinion on it, so...
And that's true. If I were to pick a Final Fantasy that was my favorite, I would go for 12. 12 had the best story, the best gameplay, you know.
Yeah, I played a good way into 12. I haven't finished it yet, but I've pretty much enjoyed what I played of it so far. It's pretty good.
I mean, it still suffers from... all Final Fantasy games suffer from dumb main character syndrome.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Where you would much rather play one of the side characters. You, like, immediately move the main character into the standby party.
That's what I did.
You know.
Like, which one was the main character? Was it Ash or
Vaughn?
I don't know.
Vaughn or Van, I forget how they pronounce Vaughn. His name.
Dude with no shirt.
Are you sure that was the main character? Because it was more about Ash than it was about him.
Well, yeah, but they were both fairly annoying.
Oh.
Yeah, I was about to say, neither are in my party, so...
Neither are Balthier. So... discussion over. Are you Balthier? Then you're not the fucking main character now, are you? That guy was rocking. My parties usually consisted of Balthier, Fran, and Bosh.
Yeah, that's my party, too.
Yeah. Those guys
Fran
rock.
Was the best person.
Who? Fran?
Fran, the bunny lady.
Bunny lady. Yeah, that automatically puts some points on, don't it? Cannon Fodder, what's your favorite Final Fantasy game and why?
Don't laugh at me, but it's Final Fantasy X-2.
I've actually heard it's pretty good.
The gameplay is okay. The story is
kinda... It is, but people are like, oh, we wanted this sequel. They're like, we wanted this sequel for 10, and we wanted it to continue with Tidus and everybody, and it was like, you know, it's a good game by itself. I mean, like, just because it wasn't up to your specific expectations doesn't mean it was a shitty game.
Chrono Cross, basically. Like, it's not up to certain people's explanations, but it's a decent game.
Explanations.
Yeah, that, whatever, grammar. Words.
But yeah, I played that game through about 18 times, 100%. I'm not joking, I'm really not.
You play fucking that game as much as I 100% Banjo-Kazooie?
Dude, Rick, what else is he going to do while he's watching Chrono Trigger?
Oh my god.
I actually think I did that. Like, I swear to god, I actually think that's what I did.
I did like, even though this is going to sound weird, I did like the dress spheres idea. Not so much, you know, the whole ladies transforming naked hair her stuff, but...
Oh, come on, Rick. Everybody likes magical girls.
Oh, okay. You know, to a certain extent, like, I was like, her, naked. But I like the idea of not pigeonholing yourself into a class. Like, one of the things I didn't like...
Final Fantasy... back the class system and everything. With the dress spheres.
I didn't like Final Fantasy X's whole class system because, like, some characters had infinite more use than some other characters. Like, we had Riku, who was the thief, but I honestly didn't use her very much. I used Auron the entire time. I just powered everyone through his sphere thing, and they all were, like, hitting for 80 million points damage. You know, I just put them all through his thing. And
in my opinion, Kimari was the most useless character.
He was. His blue magic thing sucked. Him. Well, he's infinitely better if you put him through Auron's. Like, then you have two of Auron. You know,
blue kitty man.
And you just fucking... You immobilize somebody with, you know, Waka's balls of fury. And then you just have those two wail on him, you know.
Did you put Lulu through Auron's thing, too?
No, I think I put her through Titus's to get haste. So she I pretty much got everyone through Auron's, and then I fucking backtracked everyone to get haste, and then I was pretty much ready to take anything.
Lulu hitting for 9,999 with her little Moogle doll.
Well, yeah, that would have been awesome, but I just didn't want to sit through the animation of her Moogle doll running up to something and punching it.
Doink.
Yeah, and then it... I don't know. It's here nor there. Like, Final Fantasy X certainly wasn't one of the better games. But someone gave it to me, and I'm just... They got stuck on one of the same parts I got stuck on. That fucking Seymour fight on the side of that mountain. Fuck that
noise. Oh, God. That
fuck
was fucking
that noise.
Horrible. And that Unalesca fight with her zombie shit.
That was so bad.
Thriller.
She's zombie breath and zombie powder, and you're like, oh god, I'm a zombie.
So many fucking thrillers, goddamn.
Play them all at once.
It's just gonna be, they're all gonna be separate tracks, by the way. It's just, each one is gonna be a separate track of Thriller playing. It's just gonna be a mind fuck of thrillers. Well, then, we're starting to wind down here. We got a thorough Final Fantasy discussion on. We've hit the hour point here. Let's get some final thoughts going. Soap, any final thoughts on this podcast?
Well, I sure am getting used to this podcast thing. I think this is, what, the third one I've been on in a row?
I think you're just going to become the Grim. Like, I'm going to have you on every podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I could get used to it. I don't mind doing this. It's a lot easier than listening to them. You know, because they're too long. Remember that old joke?
Well,
that was funny,
I trimmed this shit down to fucking 1 hour. What more do you want? There we go. Nice and tripping over my cord there. Cannon Fodder, what's your final thoughts here on the podcast? Your first podcast, man. Congratulations.
Oh, man. I want to do more right now.
Yeah, we're just going to record
but, three I am glad we stayed away from Final Fantasy VI in our discussion.
Yeah, until you brought it up, thanks. I've never played Final Fantasy VI. Anytime we want to change the discussion, we just say that. Oh, man. Well, I think, really, this has been a great podcast. I've had a lot of good laughs here. I'd like to bid a fond welcome to our new administrator, Cannon Fodder here. What's his name? You know, so young yet, you know, pretty good at this. Good job, you know, you deserve it.
Thumbs up, emoticon.
Yep. Thumbs up, emoticon. We wouldn't have picked you if we didn't think you'd be worth it, or at least worth all the bitching we'd have to put up with. You know. But in all seriousness, I think you'll do pretty well. If you need anything, me and Soap are here to help you pretty much. You know, we're cool. Yeah. We're not through being cool.
We're never through being cool.
Anyway, folks, this is KingRick56, Soap on a Rope, and Kenneth Fodder here saying good night and good news or something.
See you.
Ha 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 ha!